Acceptance is the answer to all my problems. My name is Helen and I'm an alcoholic. I thank God that I found out what was wrong with me. I also thank God that today I can accept that I'm an alcoholic. I came along to Alcoholics Anonymous on the 28th of May 1993 and I didn't know this was to change my whole life. At first it wasn't easy. I was to learn that I suffered from an illness called alcoholism, which I knew nothing about at that time of my life. I had always felt guilty about my drinking, but I thought drink was helping me to cope with life. The company I kept all drank like me, so to me this was normal. When I started drinking in the beginning, it was mostly at weekends. Back then I could drink and leave it alone. After I got divorced, I moved into a new house with my two daughters, who were 10 and 8. This was when I found out I couldn't cope with my life. I didn't know at that time that drink was sneakily creeping into my life. I tried as a mother to do the best I could to raise my daughters, but I found out that the fear and loneliness of bringing them up by myself was too much to cope with. And I started to drink more often. Not knowing anything about the illness of alcoholism, I went in my merry way. When the girls went to school, I thought it was okay to go to the pub for a couple of drinks as long as I was back home for them coming in from school. This went on for some time and I thought that I was coping okay. After all, I wasn't any different to those who were in the pub. At that time, I went up the road in time for the girls coming home, while the others stayed in the pub until closing time. I didn't know about the progression of this illness, and when my youngest daughter turned 9, she moved to stay with her dad. She could put up with his alcoholism, but she couldn't bear mine. I was so hurt by this and feeling rejected, I went in my merry way again. Sometimes I tried not to drink and to do the right thing for my older daughter, but fear, loneliness, rejection and self-pity were my constant companions. I was drinking now because I couldn't cope with life. I met someone, and I know now I went into that relationship for all the wrong reasons. This was to take me into another dimension. I was to enter into a dark, dark place. Police, hospitals, women's aid refuge. I got to the point that I didn't want to live. I thought my children and my family would be better off without me. I had lost all self-respect. All the morals and principles that I had had were going out of my life. And I had lost hope in everything and everyone. There were many, many days and nights full of despair and tears and hopelessness and self-pity. There were many trips to hospital with staff trying to save my life after yet another attempt at suicide. In amongst all of this, I didn't know that my family and my daughters were feeling distraught and helpless. At one point, I lay for 3 days in a coma after another attempt at taking my own life. I was so disappointed that God didn't let me die. When I woke up, I knew that I had to try and do something. I couldn't go on this way, just existing. After about 7 suicide attempts, I now know God must have had plans for me and it wasn't my time to meet him. From what I've learned since coming into AA, God chose me to be a member of AA and to carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous to the still suffering alcoholic. I'm now in my 7th year of sobriety. I thank God for the fellowship and the AA program of recovery. I couldn't have done it without your help. Here are some of the memories of going through the steps. Step 1. I had to admit and accept that I was powerless over alcohol and my life was unmanageable. In step two, I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I had to get rid of my old ideas about God. My God sat up in the clouds and watched every move I made, and I thought I was going to burn in hell. My God was a punishing God. I had to become willing to believe in a higher power, and by this time, I was willing. In step three, I said the third step prayer, and I believe that I handed my life over to God for Him to manage. In step four, for the first time in my life, I took a look at myself. I found out what made me tick. I'd gone through my life not knowing I was selfish, self-centred, inconsiderate, fearful, and dishonest. These defects were in me, and I didn't know. AA helped me to see myself as I really was, and not the person I portrayed in the stage of life. It let me see that I was an emotional wreck all my life, and this was why I drank. I couldn't live sober. In step five, I shared the exact nature of my wrongs with my sponsor, the things I found out about myself in my fourth step, things that I thought I would take to my grave. I left no stone unturned. Then I went to a man of the cloth and I explained I was a member of AA and I had just shared my fifth step with my sponsor and that I would like to share it with him too. I proceeded to do this. He said to me there were two things that I needed to do, and that was that I had to let go of my past and I had to forgive myself. When I finished, I took out my 12-step prayer book. I turned to the reading for that day and found it was entitled The Letter. Before then, I'd been searching for God in Bibles and studies and different churches, but when I read The Letter, I felt God come right into my heart and soul that very night. I began to sense the flow of God's Spirit, and I felt as if God was guiding me. On page 85 in the big book, it says, we begin to develop this vital sixth sense. I know that was my experience. That night, that was my spiritual awakening. In step six, I became entirely ready to have God remove all my defects that I uncovered when I did my fourth step inventory. In step seven, I became humble and entirely ready for God to remove everything that I had found out that was blocking me off from Him. In step eight, I made my list of people that I needed to make amends to, and I set about cleaning my side of the street. Step nine, I set out and I made my amends to all the people and family that I had hurt or offended and caused worry to. I now continue to apply steps 10, 11 and 12 on a daily basis. My life now is to carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous to the still suffering alcoholic. I have been given the gift of sobriety, and to keep it, I have to pass it on. I say, Thy will, not mine. I love the life I have today. For the first time in my life, I have peace of mind. I can cope with life on a daily basis using the tools AA has given me. I've coped with things that I could never have coped with, such as the death of my mum and my two brothers. This would have been a situation I would have had to drink in order to cope. I also took cancer 3.5 years ago, and without AA and acceptance, I would never have reached the place I am today. 7 years sober and 3.5 years in recovery from cancer. I would like to thank every single person in all the rooms of AA who have helped me in my spiritual journey. God bless all of you. Helen Greenock.